Welcome to the Easy EdTech Podcast with your host, Dr. Monica Burns.
Hello there, and welcome to today's episode of the Easy EdTech Podcast. If we haven't met before, my name is Monica Burns. I'm a former New York City public school teacher, and I've been out of the classroom for a few years, leading professional development for teachers and writing about all things EdTech on my blog, classtechtips.com. Before we jump into today's episode, a quick reminder. You can head to my website, classtechtips.com/podcast, for all of the show notes and resources from today's episode. And if you're listening to this episode on a podcast player like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Google Podcasts, you should see a link in the description that you can click on as you listen today, and it will take you to all the resources I mentioned. Hello there, and welcome to a bonus episode of the Easy EdTech Podcast. If you follow along with the podcast, you know that a new episode typically goes live on Tuesday morning, and you'll see one Tuesday of this week coming up, of course, too. But this week's podcast is a little different. It's titled, It's Happening, What It's Really Like to Be a Member of My Easy EdTech Club. And I put together today's episode to coincide with the opening of the doors to my membership site, the Easy EdTech Club. Not to be confused with Clubhouse, two totally separate things. That's an app that doesn't have anything to do with what we're talking about today. In this episode, I'm going to give you a behind-the-scenes look at my membership site, the Easy EdTech Club, tell you the story of why I started it, and what I've learned from 2 years of running a membership group for educators. Now, one important note for today, if you're listening to this from July 25th, that's the day the episode goes live, through July 31st, the day the doors to the closed club, well, you're in luck because from July 25th, today, when I am launching this episode to the end of the month, the doors to the Easy EdTech Club are open. I only welcome new members a few times a year, and you can go to classtechtips.com/club or send me a message on Instagram if you want the details. There are hundreds of members in the club already. If you're playing catch up with this podcast episode and listening to it August 1st or later in the year, don't worry, you can put your name on the waitlist page if you miss the open doors for welcoming new members this summer. Go to the same link, classtechtips.com/club. On August 1st, it'll switch back over to the waitlist page. So just note that if you click on it now between July 25th to July 31st, you're good to go. But otherwise, it'll switch back over to the waitlist page. So let's start off today's episode with the what. What exactly is the Easy EdTech Club? The Easy EdTech Club is my membership site for educators. It's a subscription, so there's a fee for it, and educators can sign up to get access to special new content I share each month. Now, this has nothing to do with Clubhouse. The club piece is just a coincidence. I started the club in the summer of 2019, and hundreds of educators are currently members of the group. Once a member signs up, they access a portal I've set it up through Teachable's platform, and each month a new masterclass goes out to members that is about 30 minutes long. It has a full transcript and an audio version so you can listen to it sort of like a podcast. The masterclasses have been a great way to focus on one big idea each month and come with extras like planning pages, step-by-step guides, and more. I pull in some different things every month. Here's what a couple of members have to say, just to give you a taste of what the experience is like. Angela from New Jersey said, one thing that I love about the Easy EdTech Club is that the materials provided are practical and can be implemented easily into the classroom. Also, the videos follow the same structure and are not overwhelming. I definitely recommend the Easy EdTech Club for teachers from K-12. So thank you so much, Angela, for sharing that just about the resources. Lisa from Ontario shared, I love this club. So many valuable resources and the videos are extremely helpful. I love that I can explore and deepen my learning on my own time. I also love that I can ask questions and have them answered each month. So appreciate you sharing that perspective, Lisa, and it kind of brings us into the next piece I want to make sure you know about. So later in the month, I do record a video Q&A for members of the group with any questions that are submitted. So sometimes the questions are about the masterclass topic, and other times they're just more general ed tech questions on topics members are currently tackling in their classrooms, schools, and districts. Oh, and I didn't mention it yet, but there are giveaways. And in 2021 alone, so just this year alone, I've shipped out dozens of books, sent out Amazon and Starbucks gift cards to educators, and plenty more. And I've been doing that since the club started in August of 2019. So these giveaways are just for members of the group, and everyone is entered to win giveaways automatically each month with lots of extras. So I want to tell you a little bit about why I started the club now that I shared some of the features, and there's more to it than what I just mentioned. There's also a certificate that you can get each month that automatically goes out for when you're, you know, if you're using professional development credits and that certificate would match up, you can download that. There's a guide for each month that has activities that you can consider for different subject areas and grade levels. So there's a lot there, but that's kind of the basic what it is. So why is up next? Why did I start the club? Well, if you followed along for a while, you know that I share so much free content for educators, the podcast, the blog, on social media. And I know that sometimes it can be a bit overwhelming, even for the most seasoned educator, right? There's just a lot of stuff out there. So I started the club to take a deeper dive into one big topic each month. And in the past year, we focused on a bunch of different topics, just really fun stuff. I'll tell you a couple of them so that you just kind of get a sense of it. In June, we talked about sharing student projects with an audience. In April, we looked at creating customizable graphic organizers. January of this year, we looked at goal setting projects for students. And even last summer, we looked at infographics and creating infographics with students. And one thing I do want to mention is that if you end up joining in this summer between that today, when you're listening to this, if you're listening to it on July 25th through July 31st, you'll actually get access to all of last year's stuff too, and then everything new that goes live moving forward while you're a member. So lots of different topics. Now, the club is for folks who are excited about education technology, of course, but if you're looking for quick ideas to save time and use digital tools, whether you're a tech-friendly teacher or a digital learning specialist or coach, this is definitely for you. I've set it up so that there aren't any deadlines. It's not a course, right? So there's just resources and you can dive into them as you like. So as makes sense for you. So it's something that you can use at your own pace and really dive into when you do have a chance to do it. And so just so you know, I want to make sure that you've got all the details. If you want to check this out and decide if it's a right fit for you, all you have to do is go to classtechtips.com/club with all the info. So it's $14.97 a month. So if you jump in right away, you'll get access to everything from this past year. So there'll be 12 masterclasses with all the extras that go along with each one. And then on August 1st, you'll get the new content that goes live. And as long as you stay a member, you've got access to everything that is in there. So just want to make sure that you know that, of course, you can cancel at any time. It's a monthly membership, but there are a few folks who canceled recently who are retiring from their teaching career. So shout out to them. A couple of folks who were like, I'm good for right now. So it makes sense for them to close out their time in the membership. So a few shout outs to them. And there are a couple of people who have set up annual memberships. These are folks who wanted to pay for a full year up front and maybe have their school support their membership for a year. Sometimes it's easier for schools to just bill that way. So I hope today's solo episode gave you some insight into what it's really like to be a member of my Easy EdTech Club. I mention it every once in a while on social media or in conversations with educators, and I just can't believe it'll be 2 years this summer already. I feel very lucky to have hundreds of educators join in on this journey with me. And as I mentioned at the beginning of the episode, if you're listening to this from July 25th to July 31st, the doors to the club are currently open. I only welcome members a couple times a year, and you can go to classtechtips.com/club or send me a message on Instagram if you want the details. I also put the link to the club page wherever you're listening to this episode. Just expand the description area on your podcast app and you'll see that link right there. You can click on it and decide if it's a right fit for you. So this episode's a little bit different today, but I still wanted to end it like we always do with some steps for making EdTech easy. And so for today, a little bit of a spin. First, join us in the group. Next, carve out 30 minutes for each month's masterclass sometime over the course of the month. Then try out the planning page or step-by-step guides that I include each month. And finally, share something fun that you've learned with a colleague. You never know, they might be excited and want to be a PD partner with you too. So thanks again for listening to this kind of different episode, this bonus episode of the Easy EdTech Podcast. And if you're listening to this on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or another favorite app, just hit the follow button. That way you'll see each new episode. It'll download automatically for you so you don't miss a thing. Check back on Tuesday morning for this week's brand new episode. Back to our regular programming on Tuesday. If you are listening to this podcast on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or another favorite app, don't forget to hit the follow button. When you follow along with the podcast, each new episode will download for you automatically so you don't miss a thing. And if you have a moment and are feeling extra helpful today, please leave a rating or review for the podcast. It helps other educators find this podcast when they are searching for topics like EdTech in their podcast app. Have a great week and check back on Tuesday morning for next week's new episode.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Easy EdTech Podcast wherever you're listening.